Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to REN's first quarter 2012 results conference call. During today's presentation, all parties will be in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the 1. You may withdraw your question by pressing the star followed by the 2. And if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to management. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon to you guys in Europe. Welcome to REN's first quarter 2012 conference call results. I'm joined by our new CFO, Gonçalo Soares. So I'll hand over to him, and then we'll have some time for questions in the end. Okay, thanks.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Gonçalo Moraes Soares. I'm the brand new CFO, just got in a little bit over a month. I'm here with my team, and I'll be joined also by the COO, João Conceição, and I'll do a brief presentation based on our results presentation, and then we'll do some Q&A, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. So if you go to slide 2 in our presentation with the main highlights, what we can say is that our first quarter, the results were very much in line, I think, with what the expectations and the consensus were, and they reflect a very positive evolution in operating terms. EBITDA grew around 13%, and this is a result of both an increase in the asset base and also and mainly on the rate of return. On the other side, I must also say that we had an increase in financing costs. These were the result mainly of a revision of the cost in the MTN program, which will not happen again. So this was a one-off effect that will not happen again. Let me stress, however, on the financing costs part, that although this is a recurring impact for most Portuguese companies, if not all, in our specific case, since our revenues on the electricity side now are linked to the Portuguese CDSs, we actually have a very natural hedge and very nice natural hedge. We also expect that new financing arising from the privatization process, namely the CDB committed loan, will address in an important way the refinancing of REN and change materially its maturity profile. Going to the following slide, slide 3, what we can say in terms of CapEx is that there was a decrease, which is mainly explained by some timing and seasonality impacts, but also because, and as we already communicated, there's a reasonable decrease in terms of our objectives from 2011 to 2012. So CapEx will be coming down a good part. Another important fact is that we already signed the Mozambique project, Hidroelétrica Cabora-Bassa, was signed over a month ago, or a little bit less than a month ago. The CEO, Rui Cartaxe, is actually traveling to Mozambique today, and that's the reason why he's not here. We feel that this is a very important first step in our internationalization process. In that context, I can also tell you that we are in the stage of revising our strategic business plan, and we expect to communicate it somewhere after summer. In terms of the privatization process, and to give you a little update, we also expect this to be closed at the end of this month, so at the end of May, or at the beginning of June. However, we are already exploring opportunities with our two main shareholders, State Grid and Oman Oil, and we believe they will play a key role in the development of the company in this new phase. Let's go to slide 5 and talk a little bit about EBITDA. In terms of EBITDA, I'd like to express our very positive performance, namely in terms of REN remuneration, which, as I said, provides a very nice and natural hedge to the financial costs. Apart from that, the only item that is worth mentioning is the interest on the tariff deviation, which this year is slightly negative, but is not that material. On the next slide, on slide 6, I'd like to illustrate the point made previously where you can see that the positive impact from the impact on the rate of return alone is more than the increase in financial costs. So this basically compensates all of the increase in financial costs. This also translates very clearly the efficient manner in which REN has been investing. By being able to invest close or below the cost set out by the regulator, we are able to get an incentive in most of our investments. And at the same time, we can also contribute to lower the electricity tariffs in Portugal, but in this case, we don't have a very high weight in that matter. Moving to slide 7, and in terms of operational costs, I think we have a very positive evolution in costs. We should not expect this same kind of evolution in terms of year-on-year to continue after the first quarter, but what we can tell you is that on the first quarter, maintenance costs were low. Some of it is explained by some seasonality reasons. Personal costs were also low, and this may be impacted in the future as the company becomes a private company in the sense that the state will no longer have a majority stake. But even if you have these two effects now, we are still conducting and pursuing cost-cutting measures. And namely, we are advancing with a shared services strategy that we've been implementing with large success, namely in the gas part, for the last year. Let me move to slide 10 and talk to you briefly about the RAB, the regulated asset base. So in terms of RAB, there are no major news. I'd like to say that we have a solid evolution in the first quarter, and we expect a solid growth for a full year, but not as high in terms of evolution as we had in the first quarter and in line with the evolution in CapEx. Let me point out that we have a major product, a major project that should be coming into exploration in the very near future, which is the gas terminal in Sines. We should expect that in the very near future. In next slide, in slide 11, you can see that, again, CapEx implementation has been extremely successful, as most of the new RAB is with freemium. Okay. Let's go now and turn to slide 13 so that we can briefly comment on the debt profile of the company. Net debt slightly increased in the first quarter, and this was due mainly to two factors. First, we have a resolution and a payment of a no dispute relating to some dividends in Galp. So this was settled now and accounts for around 28 million, as you can see in the chart. And also, it's related in part to, I'd say, normal variations in working capital, which happens typically in the first quarter. Okay, so these are payments that were incurred last year in the fourth quarter and that were made in the first quarter this year. This is, I would say, a typical situation. But more importantly, in the next slide, on slide 14, I would like to comment on the debt profile. So, as of now, we are currently refinanced up until December 2013. In the wake of the privatization process, we are already negotiating with CDB the terms related to the committed 1 billion line of funding. We believe that, given CDB's positive feedback in recent meetings we had in Beijing, this can be solved in the upcoming months and can result in refinancing a material part of our debt at longer maturities and at interesting levels. We are also pursuing other options, and we feel confident that we'll be able to refinance a good part of the commercial papers that we have, and we are also looking at other options to further diversify our funding sources. So I believe that REN will benefit tremendously from the privatization process and that a new cycle for the company is now starting. So this concludes our brief presentation. And so I'm happy, myself and João Conceição, the COO, to take any questions that you may have at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the one. You may withdraw your question by pressing the star followed by the two. And if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. Our first question is from the line of Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona with BPI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. I just have a couple of questions. One referred to the new strategic plan. Do you have any more specific dates when we can expect this presentation for to the market? I guess this will be after the summer, but just want if you have something more specific on that. And then on the CapEx side, I've seen that the CapEx during this first quarter was quite low year on year, and also related with the targets of the company and so on. Just wanted to get an outlook for this year in the CapEx levels in both electricity and gas, if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Gonzalo. So in terms of the specific dates for the strategic plan, we really don't have anything set as of now. I can say that perhaps October looks like a good month, but as of now, we don't have it already set. What I can tell you is that we will have it defined even before summer. So what we expect to have it is defined internally and approved by the board before summer. But then the exact month when we will communicate it, I don't know, but Anna will get back to you as soon as we know. In terms of CapEx, and if John then wants to comment also, it relates a little bit to what I said previously. There's a big project, which is the terminal, the gas terminal, which is due to come in line in the very near future, and that will do a very big discrete increase in terms of CapEx. There is another important project in terms of electricity that should come into production at the end of the year. As of now, I would say that our overall idea in terms of CapEx is to finish the year in the ballpark number of around 250 million, except for the investment in Cabora Bassa, okay, that excluding that investment.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. As a reminder, if you're using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. Our next question is from the line of Carolina Doris with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have two questions. One in regards your interest cost. Your net income for the quarter was flat year on year. Do you expect this trend to continue throughout 2012? And second question is if you can give us more details on your investment in Mozambique. What's the contribution that you expect from the hydro plant to have in your net income for 2012? And what sort of investments do you expect on your participation on the building of the Mozambican electricity backbone? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So in relating to your question regarding net income, we don't give specific guidance in terms of net income. What we can say is that maintaining what we have in this quarter is going to be, in recurrent terms, let's say a good objective, but I think that overall in terms of net income we may achieve it. Relating to Mozambique, it's very early on, so we don't have specific figures. What you have to understand is that this is a project that is going to enter a project phase between 2012 and 2013, and only after that will we have very specific numbers in terms of investment. So in terms of HCB, what we can say is that the current investment that we made was a little bit below 40 million euros, okay? I don't know if that answers your question.
Hi, Ed. What's the contribution on your net income for 2012 on this hydro plant? The contribution on your net income?
Of Mozambique is negligible. I would say it's immaterial. The contributions that we are having, and it's interesting, is both in, we may have in Mozambique, but we don't have visibility, but we are having also in other markets that we are selling consulting services, And so we are already starting to have those in other markets. And that those may be a few million euros, but they are still, I would say, a small amount in the overall EBITDA figure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and I'm showing no additional questions. Please continue with any closing remarks.
No. So just like to thank all of you again to participate in this call. As my first call, I'm very happy to be here at REN, at REN. And I hope that we're able to touch base again in the next quarter's call or even before. Thank you very much for joining.
If you have any questions, you know where I am. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.